نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In today's majlis, we just want to highlight some of the points of Hazrat Maulana Qamar Zaman Sahab, our Sheikh Ahmad Barakatu, which he has been reading from Khaja Sahab's Maktubat Ma'asumiyah. So some points that I was able to take out, a few points, inshallah. I want to just put that forward to you, Allah, make it beneficial, inshallah. So regarding Hazrat brought one mafhum of one hadith narrated by Hazrat Amr bin Jamuh rahmatullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the mafhum of the hadith is, banda sarih iman nahi pa sakta ta waqt de ke Allah ke liye bughz na kare. Banda sarih iman nahi pa sakta ta waqt de ke Allah ke liye bughz na kare. A person cannot get correct and proper iman until he doesn't hate for the sake of Allah. Until he doesn't hate for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he will not get perfect iman and correct iman. See, if somebody is doing something wrong, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, koi Allah ki nafarmani kar raha ho, to uske samne nagawari ka izhar karo. Somebody is breaking Allah Ta'ala's laws, then showing him your displeasure. I'm not happy what you're doing. Make that apparent to you. See, that what you're doing is wrong. If he's doing it in a manner that is open in front of everybody, that makes it worse. And if he's hiding and doing it, then you must conceal his sin. But call him one side quietly and tell him, stop it. What you're doing is wrong. It's going to cause you harm. It's going to weaken your taluk with Allah Ta'ala and will bring the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. So you have to make izhar of your own nagawari, because Allah is unhappy. So you must also show that I am also unhappy. Whatever pleases Allah is pleasing to me, and whatever displeases Allah Ta'ala is displeasing to me. That's important. That a lot of times what we do is we hide it under the carpet, we'll act like we don't know, we'll act like we can't see. But a violation, open violation is taking place of Allah Ta'ala's ahkam. So who's going to protect the deen of Allah Ta'ala? Why don't you stop it? So this shoba of iman is very important. Just like how we need to love for Allah Ta'ala also, we need to have hatred for Allah Ta'ala also, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Is a shoba of iman that nobody can erase it. Nobody has the right to erase it. It is very important that we have to make ikram of every Muslim. Make ikram of him. Why? He has Allah Ta'ala in his heart. His maqam is even greater than the Baytullah also, because he has Allah Ta'ala in his heart, a mu'min. So we make great honor for a mu'min. But when he violates the laws of Allah Ta'ala, he shows disregard and he becomes nafarman, disobedient, then you can't keep quiet. You have to stop it. As the Hadith Sharif says, man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyiru biyadihi. If you do something wrong, then you must stop it with your hand. If you have the ability to use your hand, you must use your hand. A father has control over his children. He can use his hand to stop it. Yes, sir. If you the Amir, or you the Khalifa, or you the governor, then you have control. Allah has given you power, authority. You can enforce it. Then if you don't enforce it, you are liable for that. Why didn't you enforce it? Why didn't you stop the evil that's taking place? Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyiru biyadihi fa illam yastati'. If you can't do it with your hand, then fabilisan. You're an alim, you don't have that authority, but you got the tongue. All evil is taking place. Why are you fighting? Why are you not stopping it? Why are you letting it go? Haram being committed openly, violations, why are you letting it go? So that is now bakar ho jayegi. Because now what is displeasing Allah is having no effect on you. Or it has an effect, but you're not taking the necessary steps to eradicate it. فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِي فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِيفَ بِي فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِيفَ بِي قَلْبِي. Now if you don't even have that, you're not even an alim, or you're not in any position to have any control over anybody, nobody is going to listen to you, you must come feel bad in your heart. Say, Allah, your laws are being violated, I don't have no power to stop it. So that is very important, this segment of Sharia that is being discarded today. So that in fact, some effort has been made to take out this whole shu'ba of iman. That is only al-hubbu lillah, al-hubbu fillah, and there's no such thing as bughz lillah and bughz fillah. Samajma'ibad lillah ta'ala. That whole thing has been eradicated. We must only hand flowers to everybody. That is show love, show love, show love. That is all important to show love. But when Allah Ta'ala's laws are being broken, then that has to be stopped also. You must feel the pain for the sake of Allah, have hatred for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I heard that Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, when he was a young boy, then the neighbors, you know, they everywhere in India how it was, they play loud music. Like now in Seychelles, they came back there too, everywhere, blasting music. See, they want to make like an atmosphere of a picnic, like, you know, everybody is going for a big party atmosphere. So they put loud music. You see, so they play loud music everywhere. So when Hazrati, now you can't control that, it's out of your control. So the sound of that loud music was coming in his room, Muhammad Sullah Khan. As a young boy, when he heard the loud music, Hazrati started crying. As a young boy. Why he was crying, he says, I don't understand how these people can be disobedient to Allah. His poor Hazrat worried him, Muhammad Sullah Khan. I can't understand how these people can be so insensitive and become so disrespectful to Allah Ta'ala that they can listen to music. This for Hazrat Rore Tabi Jawan also, Muhammad Sullah. See, this is the heart of the Ahlullah. They can't see the laws of Allah Ta'ala being broken. And then Hazrat says, from the Kitab he's reading, Fusaq, this Hazrat said, his commentary, his own commentary, Muhammad Sullah, Muhammad Qamar Zawar Sahib on this, he said, Fusaq ke saad uchna bechna. Then to sit with people who are open violators of Allah Ta'ala's laws, ye muhabbat ki kami ki daleel hai. So you don't have true love for Allah, that you are associating with such people that are openly breaking Allah's laws, and you're still associating with them. You're still befriending them. You're making muwakalat with them. You are making mujalasat with them. You are eating with them. You're phoning them. You're moving with them. You're sitting with them. It shows you there's a lack of respect for Allah Ta'ala, that you are associating with those people that are bringing Allah's wrath and anger. It shows you have weakness in your muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. This is a dalil. As it says, ye muhabbat ki kami ki dalil hai. Now we don't look at it like that. We never analyze it like that. If a person truly loves Allah Ta'ala, he will not associate with such people. Why is he associating? It means he doesn't truly love Allah Ta'ala. There's a weakness in his love for Allah Ta'ala. And jisme ye sifat ho gayi ke Allah ke liye muhabbat rakhta hai. Person, he has muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. Aur Allah ke liye bughz rakhta hai. Ye ayat, ye aadmi mustahiqe vilayat hai. That says, he is worthy of being a wali of Allah. If he loves for Allah Ta'ala and he hates for Allah Ta'ala, that's a sign that he has reached maqam-e vilayat. He has reached the maqam of vilayat. You understand it? He reached the maqam of vilayat. I was listening to Hazrat Mufti Aslam Sahib, my ustad, my sheikh, his majlis. He says that one person came to Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Ali and said, you know, that in tasawwuf there's a state called fana. So that fana means when I'm nothing. You reach that point in your life, no matter how high you have went, even after you've removed all your spiritual maladies, your hasad, your kina, your bulls, your adawa, all those things here, And then after achieving everything and removing all the spirit man, you just still say, I am nothing. So that's called fana. Fanayat. So normally they say fanayat comes at the end of the soul, towards the latter part of the suluk, the journey of suluk. But Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Ali, one person came and told Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Ali, I said, I can't understand this here, what you are saying. That fanayat by Maulana Thami doesn't come in an end. Maulana Thami says, me, I start with fanayat. By me, when you come, you don't end with fanayat, you start with fanayat. So he says, I can't understand how you can start with fanayat. Normally fanayat comes in an end. So Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Ali told him that what I mean by this here is, I put you on the road to fanayat from day one. I put you on that road, on the right road, on the correct road of fanayat. You see, you don't reach the ultimate level of fanayat from day one, but you come, I already put you on the correct track. You are moving towards fanayat from day one. Mu'atani rahmatullah Ali explained. So our ahlullah, they are deep people. If they love for Allah, and if they hate also, they hate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a sign of wilayat. And today we don't have this. Allah's laws are being broken. It doesn't matter to us. We're carrying on, everybody's carrying on. You see? And in fact, there's supposed to be one proper branch making mehnat on this. Sanat. Stopping evil. Nahi anil munkar. It's very important. If we stop from making amal on nahi anil munkar, then Allah's azab can come on us. So therefore, it's important that when this happens, Hazrat says that if you halaf for the sake of Allah and you have books for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, to ye admi mustahiqi wilayat hoga. He becomes worthy of wilayat. And he says ye fusaq fujjar ke saath wilayat ke munafi hai. And this negates your association. It's totally opposite. If you are associating with this fusaq fujjar kind of people who are openly violating Allah Ta'ala's laws and they don't even care about it, actually they brag about it, so that is the munafi of wilayat, that negates wilayat, shows that we haven't reached wilayat, we're not worthy of wilayat, and we haven't come out of the starting blocks as yet. That's what it means. Allah then, and then it comes in the hadith also, that person that loves for Allah, he hates for Allah, he gives for Allah. When somebody asks him, say Allah ke naam de do, so he gives for, because the person has taken Allah Ta'ala's name, so out of respect for Allah Ta'ala's name, he gives him something. And if he also holds his money back also, he holds it back for Allah Ta'ala also. وَمَنَا عَدِ اللَّهِ So he holds it back for Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes you give a person money, what he does with the money? He's taking drugs with the money. Sorry, but he's making wunga with the money, smoking wunga. So don't give him money. If you know that is what he's going to do with it, then don't feel pity for him also. Because he's using your money to do all this here. So don't. So, you see, at that time you have to be a little bit smarter. So you have to be cruel to be kind. So some buzurgs, what they do is, if a person asks, understand that I'm hungry, and you know he's going to take the money, and he's going to run away with your money. So they don't give him money, they keep a few rolls there or some bread on the side. So when he comes, he says, I'm hungry, they just give him the bread, and they say, there's the bread for you. They never give him money. So there was one fellow, just as some light-hearted. So one person, he made me a fool. Right, so he came to the robot, he says, I'm hungry, I want bread. So I decided, okay, let me give him some money. So I gave him some money. I told him, see, I'm parking here, there's the shop. You take this money of mine, I want to see you going in the shop and buying the bread and coming out. So that fellow, to the minute I gave him the money, he started bolting. He took my money and ran away. See, he never go into no shop to buy no bread. He said, I'm hungry. It was all lies and that was all false. So that he made me a fool, basically. Now I saw him running with my money. I can't run behind him now. So then we learned from this that now what you must do, you must keep a few rolls on the side and a little bit bread, and he says, I'm hungry, give him that. Don't give him not 1 cent. So you also hold your money back for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, if the money is being abused. So if this happens, Hazrat says, that if you hold your money, if you give for the sake of Allah, and you hold your money for the sake of Allah, and you love for Allah, and you hate for Allah, That is uska, iska matlab ye hai ke uska iman kamil hai. Such a person's iman has become kamil. He has reached the highest level of iman. And then he says, dostana mahbub se muhabbat, dostana mahbub se muhabbat, aur dushmanane dost se adawat. Dostana mahbub, the friends of the beloved, the friends of Allah. This dostana mahbub, unse muhabbat, to love the friends of Allah. All the pious people, the pious ulama, the salihin, the muttaqin, to go and spend some time in their company, to have love for them. Sahibat. And on the other hand, dushmanane dost adawat, to have hatred for the enemies of the mahbub. To have hatred, to love the friends of the mahbub, and to have hatred for the enemies of the mahbub, ye lawazime muhabbat mein se. It is from those things that are necessary for muhabbat. If you claim to have muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, you will love those that love Allah, and you will hate the people who have animosity for Allah Ta'ala. They don't believe in Tawheed. They haven't brought Iman. Their life is not in accordance with what Allah Ta'ala's dictates are. So that if you don't have hatred, then there's a problem in your muhabbat with Allah Ta'ala. This is the lawazim of muhabbat. It's important that we have this. Dostane dost kis qadar achhe nazar aate hain, aur dushmanane dost kitne zesht aur bad maalum hote hain. That the friends of Allah Ta'ala, to what level we have love for them, and the enemies of Allah Ta'ala, how we feel pain in our hearts that they have brought animosity of Allah Ta'ala. So how it pains us. Until we don't do that, dosti ka da'wa qubul nahi hoga. Then we claim to love Allah Ta'ala, to be friends of Allah Ta'ala, our claim won't be accepted. Claim won't be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. You claiming to love me, but you are befriending my enemies. What love do you have of Allah Ta'ala? You're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. Allahu Akbar. Aur mahbub ke dushmano se izhar bezari kare. You must say, I'm bezar, I've got nothing to do with you. You are enemy of Allah. You must make izhar of that. Yes. With the enemy, when you come to normal buying and selling, that is something else. Trade and all you can do. But further than that, nothing else. Nothing further than that. You stay aloof, you stay far, you make yourself bizarre. I've got nothing to do with such people. They are the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine now, those children that are, those people, Allahu Akbar. These Palestinian people, everybody forgot about them. They applied what is happening to them. They are being exterminated. Every day they have to go in a line for food. Now when they, before they leave in the morning to go for food, they have to hug their children, and they have to hug their wife. They may never see them again. Now he has, imagine, put ourselves in that position of that father. He knows his children are going to die of hunger. If he doesn't take the chance, his family is dead, no food. So he's got to risk his life now to make sure, either I'll go, I'll get shahadat, but at least that's a possibility, or I'll get some food and bring for my children. And if I can't get no food and I come back, my children are dead of starvation. Now, can a person put himself in that position? Think for one moment. I'm a father in Gaza. I've got my small children, they're crying for food. And there's no food, zero food, nothing available. And we are a matter of life and death now. And the only way is I must go and queue there for the ration. And when I go for the ration, they're going to see I'm a man of a fighting age, and they want to eliminate every man that's of fighting age. That's what the Israeli army is doing. So they will just start shooting randomly and saying, no, we're shooting Hamas. They're not shooting innocent people. Now imagine that father went for food and he comes back. Instead of bringing food, his janaza comes back to his family. And they have to do it. They have no option. And every day, 80, 100 people being massacred. These are the people that are dushmanan of Allah. Is there any way any believer in his right frame of mind can befriend such people? I'm asking you. Any person who has even an iota of some, you know, feeling for his Muslim brothers and sisters. Even one iota. If he has feeling for his Muslim brothers and sisters, and if he can see Allah's enemies are doing this to the innocent people, can he even think for 1 minute that I can even befriend such people? I can even have any association with such people? If that's not coming in iman, what it will be? It means there is no iman left in our hearts. Iman has disappeared. After witnessing all this here, we can still say we are going to befriend these dushmanane khuda. There's something wrong with us. We are on the brink, I would think, of kufr. So we're coming on the brink of kufr because our hearts are dead. We have made a bosom friendship with those people whose hands are dripping with the blood of the Muslimin, and they are the arch enemies of Allah Ta'ala. They're killing them because of the fact that these are Muslims, their blood means nothing. That's why they're killing them. If it was another nation there, or it was a Christian nation there, they would have never done that. But because it's Muslims, they hate Islam, they hate Muslims. That's why they're doing it. So what where our iman will be if we're going to prevent such people? That is why we have to love for Allah, and we also need to hate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. And after witnessing what we are witnessing, Allahu Akbar. So you have to make izhar bezari. Say we have nothing to do with it. And Hazrat quotes two ayats. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ Ibrahim alayhi salam, in him is a beautiful example. And then he gives another example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ These are all beautiful examples for us. واضح رہے طالب حق و غلط قسم کے لوگوں سے بیزاری ضروری ہے. If you are طالب حق, you have to stay far from such people. Keep your distance from them. یہ ضروری ہے. اور ہمارے تمام بزرگان دین, this Hazrat saying from himself, all our بزرگs, مولانا رشید احمد گنگوئی رحمت اللہ علیہ, حاجی امداد اللہ, شریعت کے معاملے میں بہت پختہ تھے حضرت سے. When he came to شریعت, there was no playing around there. Sir, because I like you and you can do whatever you want, if it means you breaking all the laws of Allah Ta'ala, we must just make our eyes closed and we making like we blind. No, there was no such a thing like that. وہ اپنی شریعت میں پختہ تھے. They were very firm when it came to enforcing Sharia and the laws of Allah Ta'ala. You see, شریعت کے خلاف کوئی بات برداشت نہیں کرتے تھے. They shouldn't just accept anything when people are violating Allah's laws left, right and center, and then they're paying no attention towards it. No, it wasn't like that. So اس معاملے بہت سخت تھے, محتاط لوگ تھے. They were very محتاط in what they had done. سمجھ میں آئے بات, اس میں کمی نہ آنے پاوے. We mustn't try and send it. Sheikh Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was also a great muhaddis also and a great faqih also, he used to say that some mashayikh, they say حاسبوا قبل أن تحاسبوا, that you must make your own hisab before your hisab will be taken by Allah Ta'ala. And he says that محاسبات اعمال, this is Sheikh Ibn Arabi, together with محاسبات of our اعمال, we must also do محاسبات خطرات. Even the wasawis, the thoughts that pass through our minds also, we must make محاسبات of that also. That what kind of thoughts am I getting? Am I getting good, clean thoughts? Good thoughts, motivational thoughts? Or I'm getting evil, filthy, dirty thoughts that are taking me towards guna? So what kind of thoughts am I getting? And what's causing me to get all these kind of thoughts? If I'm getting good thoughts, then make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And if I'm getting bad, evil thoughts, then make tawbah and see, analyze our lives, where we're going off, what's creating the problem. So both these things that we have to do. And he says, muhasaba in nafs khub karo. اب تک جو ہے جو محرومی رہی ہے, اب تک محرومی جو رہی ہے, nowadays that we are being deprived, یہ اس لیے ہے کہ ہم نے محاسبہ نفس کو چھوڑ دیا. We are being deprived because we are not analyzing our nafs, we are not making hisab of ourselves, that what is my level of iman? Is my level of iman increasing? Is my level of iman decreasing? On what point my iman is? Are we doing that muhasaba regularly to check? We are not doing it, as it says. Now, because we are not doing it, we are depriving ourselves. We're not going forward. We're not benefiting. So therefore, this whole shoba of having hatred and making nahiyanil munkar, amr bil ma'roof and nahiyanil munkar, Allah Ta'ala gave us the laqab of being khair ummah, the best of ummah because of this. Yes, amr bil ma'roof is very good, but I feel we are negligent when it comes to nahiyanil munkar. And then if somebody tells another person that what you're doing is wrong, the person who tells him that you're doing wrong, he gets criticized. They start looking for his faults. Oh yeah, it's a very bad thing that. If somebody tells you what you're doing wrong, abstain from it for Allah Ta'ala's sake, stop it. Now instead of accepting it, they start looking for the faults who is stopping it. Say, that fellow, isme andar kya kitni kharabi hai. Then they bring the whole fairies out. Now that's a sign of a diseased heart. If somebody tells you something good, or there's some constructive criticism that is coming your way, but for your own benefit, and then you must acknowledge it, you must accept it. Especially if it's coming from your seniors, apne boro ki taraf se, especially, even if your contemporary, even if your junior comes and tells you. Samajh mein aaya baat? Your junior even comes and tells you. You see? Then you must accept it, because what he's saying, if it's haq, it's haq. So have the chest to accept it and digest it. Now instead of accepting it, we take out faults in a fellow who's telling us for our own benefit. We look at his weakness. So Allah Ta'ala ہم سب کو دین حق پر اور طریق حق پر قائم دائم رکھے. Allah Ta'ala keep us on the correct path. آخرت کی تیاری میں ہم کو لگا دے Allah Ta'ala, that we start preparing for our آخرت from a young age. Like all these young people, you see when Hazrat was giving this majlis, there were some young people there. So Hazrat was telling all the young people, now he's old, he's 92 plus. So he's telling, you are still young. Kuch kaam kar lo, he said. For your akhirat, make some preparation from a young age, you must start. Not like when you're saying, no, I'll start when I'm an old man, my beard is white. No, no, that's from shaitan. You must start from a young age. So that you're talib with Allah Ta'ala. And he says, agar bahut zyada wazaif bhi na parhe na, if we don't read too much of wazifas also, lekin na farmaniyon se bachte rukho. If you can't make a lot of wazifas, read a lot of zikr and all that, you can't do all that. But at least do this much, stay away from haram things. Stay away from guna. Stay away from Allah's disobedience. Do that. Sometimes if you can't do a lot of wazaif and awrad and all those kind of things, at least stay away from haram things. Allah Ta'ala hum sab ko tawfiq de. Samajh mein aayi baati? Allah Ta'ala mein Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then he used to even give an example in conclusion. He used to say, Shawasilanim, some even Hazrat, he reads the newspaper, it comes out, they want to see what's the news for the day. So he says that the newspaper used to come. So obviously in the newspaper you get tasweer and everything. So Shawasilanim, if you just see the headlines and you say, Isko, yaha kamre se mese nikal do. Kamre mese nikal do. Because this paper got tasweer on top of it, got pictures on top of it. Take it out from my room, I don't want it here. Shawasilanim, rahmatullah, used to say. You see, this is our level of our akabir. So they will abstain from all these things. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and give all of the tawfiq and give us the beautiful branches of the iman, and that is hub fillah, that we must love for Allah Ta'ala and we must also have hatred for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. InshaAllah we'll make zikr now.